Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Shout to the Lord, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message.
Sing with us, come on.
My Jesus.
Bye.
cry out to Jesus, He hears the cries of His children. Father, we just come before Your presence right now. I know that in a time where people are going through great difficulties, struggles, and trials in their lives, as so many of our people have gone through a tough week this past week, so many people that have been sick and under doctor's care, those who have been in the hospital, those who are currently still in the hospital, those who are facing tests this week, those who are going through the valleys, the shadows, those places of hardship and turmoil and difficulty, those places that seem to just try to rob and remove and sap us of all the spiritual strength within us. Oh, but God, You step on the scene. And You being the great physician that You are, as the Old Testament declared of You being Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, the Lord who restores, the Lord that builds up, the Lord today that gives help in a needed time, the Lord that can take infirmities, and we may have many afflictions, as David said, but it's You who delivers us out of them all. Oh, we can pray this morning, and I call upon the name of God, the name above every name, that name that we know as Jesus, the King of Glory, Jesus Christ, our friend and our confidant, Jesus Christ, Lord, the deliverer of our soul and the healer. Oh, we call upon You this morning, and we just feel Your presence in this room. We sense today because, Lord, You've said where we will honor You and where we will bless You and where we will worship You, Lord, You will reveal Yourself. You will show Your hand of provision. I call upon You today. Those who are in hospital beds right now, those who are facing tests this week with uncertainty, those who are going through those places and times in their life. Oh, but Lord, we don't go alone. We don't face these things by ourselves. We have a friend who is closer than a brother. We have a Lord who has never failed us. For the Lord, He is my shepherd. I shall not want. We call upon You today, and I pray the healing power, the balm of Gilead. Oh, the might and the mercy that You possess. I pray right now that You will touch, Lord. I pray that You will lift up off of the bed of affliction. I pray that You will arrest today any infirmity and sickness and difficulty that Your people are experiencing. I pray for those who will be at places of doctor's offices and places of treatment and places of tests this week. I pray that You will pave the way with Your grace. And Lord, the hand of mercy will already have been applied. That when they go into those places of tests, the results are going to come back. Oh, another miracle that God has proclaimed and provided and done. To God be the glory and the honor. Lord, we put it in Your hands right now. We do as the Word says. We cast that care upon You, because You're the God who cares for us. But we will not close this prayer without saying, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on us. Thank You, Lord, for every provision. Thank You, Lord, for every way that You work miracles in our life that we, Lord, just don't understand and can't comprehend. But we know where the help comes from, because it's the Lord who is on our side. Let us today be as David of old. Let us open our mouths wide. And Lord, let us see the blessing that You've got. And let us proclaim how great our God is. To God be the glory and the honor and the praise, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. And all God's servants said, praise the Lord. A return to the altar. And I'd like for you to listen carefully and attentively today to what I'm going to share with you. A return to the altar taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verses 12 through 14. But before I share the pages of God's Word with you, I want to share with you today from wars to ravaging storms. People through time have been separated from a place that they once called a refuge, a place that they called a help, a place that they called a hope, a place that they called a shelter, and a place that they called a provision. Those places and times have been called even a time of rebuilding in our lives. That even in the places where we lose our focus and we lose our dedication and our devotion and those places that we get our eyes off of God. But I'm glad today that He's still a God who will rebuild our lives when we come back to Him. I'm glad that He's a God of mercy and grace today. And I'm glad today that it is because of the many areas of devastation that we encounter, the circumstances, the situations that we encounter in life, and the pain that many times that life causes us. Because today life is not always easy, is it? Life is not always pleasant, is it? Life is not always the rose petal path of goodness and great things and joy and sunshine and all the things that we would love to have. But sometimes those things are not there. Sometimes what you had is seemingly at a point beyond repair. That walk and that relationship that you once had with God, it seemed to dissipate and go away as you were drawn and lured back into the vices of the world. And all of a sudden you find yourself, you're distant from God. It seems like the Spirit of God is not speaking to you the way that He used to. And it seems like things have just become out of priority and out of focus. And your life is in a position that's just spinning and you don't know which way to turn. Oh, I'm telling you today, there's a God who is still there and a God that you can turn to and a God who can turn all things around. Amen. Within our culture today, the storm clouds have gathered across our culture and across our society. The winds of adversity are blowing. The rains of rebellion are falling. And in the ranks today, seemingly it's happening within the ranks today of not so much of the worldly minded, but it's in the ranks of the righteous. That we've lost today that focus upon God. It just seems like God is just not there anymore. Let me assure you today, He has not moved one inch. He is still the God who is still there. I'm like David of old. I still believe that you can look unto the hills from which cometh your help. And you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt, your help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. And knowing the Christians today in the ranks of the church have lost their spiritual focus. They have misplaced faith today, and they have abandoned the basics of what we call the Word of God, the Bible. No longer are the things of God important to our life. No longer are the things of God in a position of priority. And we squandered away today the pages of power in God's Word today for some pleasure that the world tries to offer us that's a temporal fix. But thank God, I'm glad what He gives you is something that is eternal. That will change your life. That will bless you beyond measure. Oh, listen, when you've tasted of the Lord and that you've seen that how good He is and how great and how magnificent He is in all that He does. Oh, friend, listen, you can't stay away from Him. You've got to come back to the power and to the place today and the provision that God has for us. Hallelujah. Today, people are living in the shambles today of sin. Sin has seemingly overtaken the lives of people today. There's the disillusionment today of deception that people are deceived by the world, the flesh, and the devil. Let me tell you what the devil goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he is very meticulous in what he does. And unfortunately, he's been very successful in what he's doing. And then there's the fragmentation of faulty faith. We don't let our faith become sight. We don't let God work in our life. We want instant gratification. We want to pray and think God's supposed to jump and move when we pray. That's not the way it works. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. As a matter of fact, as Hebrews tells us, without faith it is impossible to please this God. Oh, friend, today I'm afraid the church is not pleasing unto the Lord. I'm afraid today the church has abandoned today the places where we can come and cry out to a God. God's still here. God is still desiring and longing for the call of His people. But it seems like we are more interested in a distant sound from the world than we are the power of God in our life. Amen. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God wants to move on our life. He wants a revival to strike the church as it has never known before. I've heard the pulpiteers today declare, and I believe today we do need fire back in the pulpit, and I believe we need fire back in the pews too.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of the Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.